Every 4 years in this great country of ours, citizens of the age of 18 and older have an opportunity to choose their president, one-third of the Senate, and all members of the House of Representatives, as well as numerous state and local officials. In spite of this opportunity, in the last presidential election, almost half of our citizens gave up one of their most basic rights. In 1984, over 81 million citizens did not vote. While military members did a little better, 45% or over 900,000 did not vote in 1984. As members of our military, you are the ones called upon to protect the very freedoms we enjoy. You should also be the first ones to exercise your right to help choose your elected officials, your right to vote. While voting is a right we all have, it hasn't always been that way. 6 of the 16 amendments to the Constitution since the Bill of Rights deal with extending the voting privilege. The last amendment, the 26th, grants the right to vote to 18, 19, and 20-year-old citizens. Yet statistics show this is the age group that is least likely to vote. I've heard some people say they don't vote because they think their vote won't make a difference or their vote won't count. On election day, all votes count, and each vote counts the same. It's one time when a private has the same say as a general. Secretary of Defense Frank Carlucci has designated the week of August 29th as Armed Forces Voters Week. I expect your commanding officer to take this opportunity to emphasize the importance of voting and the responsibilities that we have as citizens to help select our leaders. As your commander-in-chief, I want to encourage each of you and your eligible dependents to vote. I know that because of the nature of your job in the military, over 90% who vote through the absentee process. It's not as easy as going to the polling place on election day, but it is easier than ever before. Each military unit has a voting assistance officer to help you. It will only take a few minutes to send in your request for an absentee ballot. Now is the time to act. See your voting assistance officer today. Let's make 1988 be the year we can all say we help choose our leaders for the future. Choose the candidates you believe will be the best for you. Don't let somebody else decide for you. Democracy can't be of the people and for the people if it isn't by the people. Be sure you exercise your right to vote. Thank you, and God bless you.